thinking about using metadata and folders in the same document library, you might want to think again. In this episode, I will share some valid arguments why this is such a terrible idea.
You're listening to the SharePoint Maven podcast with Greg Zelfond, bringing you proven, practical tips every week on how to correctly set up and adapt to SharePoint and Microsoft 365. If you have questions, Greg has the answers. And now, here's your host, Greg Zelfond.
Hello again, this is Greg from SharePoint Maven, and welcome to episode 224 of the SharePoint Maven podcast. So I decided to record this episode because this unfortunately comes out quite too often lately. And what I'm talking about is when users are trying to mix folders and metadata in the same document library. And every time I see this, this is a big no-no for me. And what I would like to do now in this episode is highlight for you several reasons why this is such a bad idea. So what I will do first is kind of explain to you, provide you with a total of five arguments why you should not do that. And then I will advise you on some alternatives. So the reason number one, why metadata columns and folders, mixing them together in one library, is not a good idea, is because metadata is created at the library level, not the folder level. So one big misunderstanding a lot of users have is that they, you know, can create or can have unique metadata per folder. No, that's not the case. When you create columns, right, when you add columns by, let's say, add a column functionality at the library level, those columns are created at the library level. So what that means is that these columns will be everywhere, no matter where you are in the library, no matter which folder or subfolder you are. So these columns will apply to any content within the library. You cannot have metadata unique to a folder. All right. And, you know, quite often that's a common request, common ask, and that's just not possible. So just something to keep in mind. The next reason is probably even a bigger reason. There is no easy filtering. All right. Something I will mention in a second is that you cannot tag folders. And, unfortunately, you know that filter pane you can get by clicking the filter icon in the upper right-hand corner. If you have folders, you will not be able to filter. Why? Because there is no metadata on folders. And essentially, yeah, if let's say you have a library and a bunch of folders and subfolders and then files with metadata all the way inside, you will need to get all the way inside of those folders to be able to filter them. All right. You will not be able to filter until you get to the files themselves. And you will, that's just not a nice experience at all. Essentially, it kind of defeats the whole purpose, because usually with metadata, you want to kind of aggregate things, right, throughout the whole library. And by, you know, going to some folder and subfolder, you're only going to see whatever 5-10 documents that reside in there, not the whole library. The next reason number three, is something I just stated as well. You cannot tag folders. That's a big surprise to many, but yeah, you cannot tag folders. You can only apply metadata to files. So you can, let's say you created a few columns, like, I don't know, department name, expiration date, author, and you want to tag files, that's fine. But, you know, the folders, you cannot tag them. So unfortunately, yeah, it's just not going to work. The next big reason, kind of related, reason number four, folder metadata does not propagate to files inside. Now, you probably are thinking, well, Greg, you just told us we cannot tag folders. What is this all about? So there is actually a workaround if you want to tag folders. So you cannot tag folders when you tag files by clicking the three dots. However, if you click Edit Grid View button at the top of the library, then you can, it opens up the library in Excel-like mode, and through that mode, you can actually tag folders. It's kind of a band-aid, it's kind of a workaround. And the reason for that is because, let's say you tagged your folders that way. The problem is that folder metadata does not propagate to files inside. So let's say you had you have a folder and you assigned a department name and author or whatever, right, to that folder. All the files inside will be blank. All right, the metadata will not propagate all the way down to the files. You will kind of need to do double the work. So in my case, in my opinion, it's just useless. The last reason I want to provide you with, reason number five, is, you know, why you should not mix folders and metadata in the same library, is double effort for your users. I mean, look, if you go through the pain of creating folders and subfolders, you kind of have to almost repeat it by creating metadata, metadata columns. And I just don't see why, right? It's one or the other, in my opinion. All right, if you're going to go through the pain of creating metadata, why bother with folders? Why bother with folders? So yeah, it's just double effort for the users. It's, once again, not a nice experience. So that's kind of the other reason I wanted to provide. Now, what are the alternatives? So, you know, I mean, look, I do get it that some people like folders, right? I mean, sometimes, right? I mean, it could be many different reasons, right? First of all, maybe you need a few folders to set unique permissions on something, right? Because we cannot set permissions at the metadata, you know, level. It has to be a folder or a file or the whole library. So sometimes you might need folders because you want to create unique permissions for a subset of documents. Or maybe you need to sync, right? When you sync a library locally and it's all metadata, I mean, it's just going to be like a bunch of files on your computer, no metadata. But obviously when you have folders in SharePoint, you will end up with folders in your Windows Explorer. So what would be the alternatives? So let me list a few possible alternatives. So obviously, one of the options is to convert everything to metadata. So perhaps, maybe if you have some folders, maybe it does make sense to make them metadata columns. Essentially, you know, use the names of the folders and that would be your, you know, metadata columns. And maybe you can have some grouped views. So it looks like almost, you know, essentially a folder, right? So one of the things to consider for you. The second thing you can possibly consider if you are going to proceed with the metadata route is to utilize multiple content types. All right, remember that limitation I mentioned in the beginning that when you create metadata, it kind of applies to the whole library. Well, in some cases, I do want that ability to have certain metadata columns apply to a subset of documents, right? And another subset documents. As I already told you earlier, folders will not help you with that. So in this case, you can actually utilize a feature called content type. And if I'm not mistaken, I actually recorded an episode about it, and I obviously have lots of articles on my blog about this. But essentially, a content type, it's a special feature in SharePoint that will allow you to create unique metadata for a specific type of content. So, for example, if you upload invoice, you can say that, you know, for invoice, you need to tag it against amount and due date and, I don't know, vendor name and so on. And if you upload in a policy, it will prompt you for the policy-related metadata, things like, I don't know, status and expiration date and the owner of the policy and so on. So, just something for you to consider. The other option I want to suggest is to utilize document sets. Document sets, I call them a hidden gem of SharePoint, and it is. Not many users know about this, but essentially, document sets resolves many limitations I mentioned in this episode. Document set is a special type of content. It's a special content type, I should say. And all it is, it's a folder with metadata. Remember how I said you cannot apply metadata to a regular folder? Well, document set, you can. Not only that, but you can, let's say you create a document set for a project, right? For a small project. It actually creates a folder that you can tag with metadata, and that metadata will propagate all the way down to the files inside. Not only that, but you can also set up unique metadata for the files themselves. So you can have pretty much it both ways, all right? And it's a pretty cool feature. It does require a bit of setup. I actually documented, it's probably one of my longest blog posts on my blog, but I do provide step-by-step instructions on how to set it up. So, definitely something to think about. And finally, another thing for you to consider is that if you are inclined to use folders and metadata in the same library, maybe you can live with multiple libraries, right? Remember, you always get one library, document library in SharePoint called Documents, but you can have as many as you want. So if instead of creating, mixing folders and metadata in the same library, just create additional libraries, maybe for different types of content, and maybe you can even set up unique security, and maybe even one library will be all metadata and another will be all folders or something like that. So just something, I know it's probably obvious, but just something to think about, all right? So hopefully you learned something new in this episode. Hopefully, I gave you enough reasons not to mix folders on metadata. Now, in case if you want to learn more, I obviously have lots of articles on my blog, lots of videos on my YouTube channel. But another thing, I also have are my on-demand courses. I actually offer both metadata and advanced metadata courses. This is where I teach you how to properly create metadata, how to create content types and document sets. I have literally step-by-step instructions and courses in my academy. If that's of interest to you, feel free to enroll. And by the way, if you do want a discount on those courses, I do offer one. Just use podcast20 as a coupon code, and it will take 20% off any course. You can actually reuse it on multiple courses. There is no limit. But feel free to consider that if you want to learn more and have a little bit more formal training in those areas. Definitely something to consider. But other than that, that's all I really wanted to mention in this particular episode. As always, happy to see you on my blog, sharepointmaven.com, and talk to you soon. Goodbye.
You've been listening to the SharePoint Maven podcast with Greg Zelfond. If you enjoyed this episode, please head over to the Apple Podcasts app, leave a review, and subscribe to get updates and the latest episodes. Thank you for listening.